Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. Mark Allen, your host, taking the week off, visiting relatives from out of town. My name is Daryl Wayne. Sitting in, normally I'm on the other side. Actually, I'm in both chairs, if that's literally possible this week. Sort of hosting and pushing the buttons at the same time. We've got a great show planned. Our first guest is Jonathan Graff. We're going to talk about hair loss. Also, Dr. Greg Soleil, a regular contributor, is going to be on the radio program. Josh Lane in the second hour, where we're going to talk about skin, we're going to talk about blood sugar, and we're going to wrap up the program a little later on with a special guest, which we'll talk about in the second hour. It's latenighthealth.com on the internet, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/latenighthealth. Our first guest is Jonathan Graff. Jonathan has had 20 years experience in sort of the hair loss business, but rather than just losing it, Jonathan, can you talk a little bit about prevention?
Well, sure. First of all, thanks for having me on the show. Yep. There are different types of hair loss. The most common, though, is just something called androgenetic alopecia. Nice fancy words that just mean genetic inherited hair loss. It's the kind of hair loss you see for most men where you're thinning on the top. You get that classic kind of horseshoe pattern. You're just kind of thinning through the top area.
Is that what they call a male pattern baldness?
Mm-hmm. Yes, male pattern baldness, androgenetic alopecia. It's something that just inherited, passed down through the family, combination of the genetics and the hormones that trigger them. It affects both men and women. It just looks different in men than it does in women.
So will someone, if they live long enough, eventually lose their hair?
Well, I think eventually, if we all live long enough, I think eventually we would all just turn to dust because our cells just kind of degenerate. But really, it has to do with whether or not you inherited the gene for genetic hair loss. See, every hair on your head is programmed to be more or less susceptible to different hormones.
Wow.
The weak hair goes, the strong hair stays. How much weak hair did you inherit? That's how bald you're going to be. In men, that begins in typically the early 20s, and it goes along your whole life. For women, it's a little different because they have a different set of hormones than men.
And it's not as prevalent in women as it is in men, from my observation.
Well, it happens just as often, but it looks different. Women don't lose all the hair on the top. Women can get thin behind their hairline and gradually shed hair. Also, because it's triggered by a different set of hormones, so any hormonal event in women can trigger just rapid shedding and hair loss. Any woman who's given birth knows your hair has never looked so good as when you're pregnant, and never looked so bad as right afterwards.
And that has to do, again, with hormones.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And whether or not the hair follicles are genetically susceptible to them. Think of it like throwing a certain kind of weed killer on your grass, but it's only designed to kill the weeds. How many weeds do you have?
That would be a Roundup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any hair loss treatment has to address those problems. Right now, there are only three with both FDA clearance and with clinical testing and provability to treat those conditions.
But other than the genetically programmed trip down the road to hair loss and baldness, are there things that people can do preventatively to slow down, stop, or accelerate that process?
Certainly. But there are only a few that have clinical testing. That's as I was saying, the problem is that a lot of the things people try aren't addressing the problem. If the problem is a combination of genetics and hormones, you have to address those problems to do anything about it. So
sure.
Generally, you know, massaging your scalp or using magic shampoos and things don't seem to do much because the problem really isn't a dirty scalp. I lived in Los Angeles for a long time. I've never seen a bald homeless man. If that were true, they should all be bald, and they're not.
Yeah.
And the top of your head isn't dirtier than the sides of your head. Not logical. The things you can do about it, one, for men, there's a prescription drug called finasteride. Speak to a doctor about it. It's a prescription drug. The brand name is called Propecia. Most people have heard about it. It's a pill that's been around for quite some time. Basically, it stops a man's body from producing the hormone that hits the weak hair and makes it fall out. But it's a prescription drug. Obviously, speak to a doctor about it. There's possible side effects, et cetera. It is what it is.
Well, the one that was the most prevalent, at least from a media aspect, was Rogaine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Rogaine has been around for quite some time. Rogaine is a drug called minoxidil. That's what's called a vasodilator. It was originally a high blood pressure medicine.
I was going to say I'm familiar with that term because of blood pressure issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When applied topically, it essentially kind of fools your hair into thinking it's a little more alive than it is the easiest way to explain it. I've seen people get good results with it. The problem seems to be that it requires a huge amount of commitment. You have to rub it onto your head every day and never stop. If you do, the results go away. And as you know, men are so good at lifetime commitment. It's a real male strength.
I understand.
But I have seen people get good results, but because it requires ongoing use, in my experience, a lot of people simply stop. It goes the way of my gym memberships. People stop before the results show up.
What about the success or lack thereof of some of these hair transplant techniques?
You know, hair transplantation is extremely successful. What you're doing is taking some genetically strong hair from where you have a little more than you need, typically in the back, and moving it to where you need more. So it's artistic redistribution, I guess, is the best way to explain that.
But the hair on your back and the hair on your head just doesn't look the same.
Well, it can. It has more to do with two factors. One, do you have enough in the back to move it? You know, do you have enough supply to take care of the demand? Second, are you going to a doctor who is artistic enough to make it look like it always grew there? It's more of an artistic endeavor than a medical. It is a surgery, but it requires a great deal of artistic skill. Think of it like painting. I can paint. It just looks bad.
Right.
You have to know where to put what in such a way that it's extremely well done. And there are some very good doctors doing that, but it's an expensive surgery. It doesn't prevent hair loss, but it can replace or give the appearance of putting hair where there is none, where it's already gone. So if it's repair, it's not maintenance.
I guess anything done badly look artificial, or you know, when you plant a field, so to speak, you can tell it's been planted by a human being because it's all in straight rows and it's all, you know, very neat and organized and spaced well. And sometimes hair transplants appear the same way.
Yeah, they can. That has to do with the artistic ability of the doctor. Human beings are very linear creatures, so we will naturally try to put things in patterns. And an artist doesn't necessarily think that linearly, so nature doesn't follow direct, distinct patterns like that.
So it's
hard to fight that urge.
You need the Pollock of hair replacement. It's just sort of splatter stuff on the screen.
Yeah. Well, yes, it has to be kind of organized chaos, I guess, because your hair does have a flow to it, and you put the right texture, color, angle, direction. You may know that, you know, if you can't comb your hair the wrong way, it just falls back. That's because there's a flow to it. It's very hard to duplicate nature. It's easy to imitate it, but making something that looks like it was always there or that nature did it really requires an artist.
I love when you go in to get a haircut and they said, which way do you comb your hair? I said, well, the way it goes, right?
Well, women have a concept of good hair day and bad hair day. Most men just want a hair day.
That's right. We're talking to Jonathan Graff about hair loss, hair rejuvenation. And why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the products that you think work best?
Well, there's only three. There are hundreds of things out there, and there's been no shortage in the last 20 to 30 years. Certainly people know that. Every time you turn around, there seems to be something else to try for hair. I'm a fan of anything that works. On the other hand, I'm also kind of a cynic, having been in this industry for a long time. The only three things that with both FDA clearance and clinical evidence published that show that it is effective are minoxidil, which is the active ingredient in Rogaine, again, applied topically twice a day forever, Propecia, which is a prescription drug only for men, which may help stop hair loss, but again, prescription drug, talk to a doctor about it, and a technology called low-level light therapy, which is phototherapy. It's using the right wavelength and frequency of light to cause a chemical reaction in the cells that basically stimulates them into growing more hair, into being more active and growing more hair.
So this is like a grow light for your head.
I guess that's a good way of putting it, yes. Human beings are photosensitive. Our cells respond to light at different wavelengths. They cause different chemical reactions. The secret is getting the right wavelength and strength that gets the chemical reaction you want and doing it enough to get results. The technology has been around 25, 30 years for treating acne, wound healing, skin conditions, collagen, and helping stimulate damaged hair follicles to help regrow hair. The difficulty has always been getting people to do it enough for it to work.
So this is when you mentioned some of the previous applications, the term sun lamp comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a different kind of light, but the idea is similar. A sun lamp uses a different wavelength and different type of light to basically the chemical reaction they're looking for there is to turn your skin brown, blast the cells to make them to turn them red or brown.
Right.
The light used for treating thinning hair is specifically you have to between 650 to 670 nanometer wavelength, which is one of the reds, right? It's a specific kind of red. And you want to put about 3 or 4 joules of power per centimeter squared on your skin. Again, this is a lot of fancy math stuff, but it basically comes down to get the right wavelength at the right power and do it enough for it to work.
We're talking to Jonathan Graff about thinning hair, balding, hair replacement, some of the therapies, some of the techniques. You're listening to Late Night Health. Our conversation with Jonathan continues in a moment. You can always join us online at latenighthealth.com. It's Daryl Wayne sitting in for Mark Allen. You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment. Hybrid light.
It's really bright. 160 lumens.
Hybrid light.
Never needs batteries.
Hybrid light.
It's a charging station that will power your cell phone.
Hybrid light.
It's ruggedized, waterproof, and it floats.
Hybrid light.
And here's a special deal just for our listeners.
Hybrid light is a solar powered flashlight that also has a USB port on the back for that quick charge needed when AC power is just not available. Order yours today for only $39.95 at 1-800-297-8109. Mention promo code HEALTH for a free headlamp when ordering. That's 800-297-8109, promo code HEALTH, and one low price of $39.95 will get you both the hybrid light flashlight with its built-in charging station and a free headlamp. Just for entering HEALTH in the promo code box. Call 1-800-297-8109. Again, 1-800-297-8109. And don't forget the promo code HEALTH. If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. That's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details. Not available in all states.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-479-6090. That's 1-800-479-6090. Call 1-800-479-6090.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-6030. That's 1-800-616-6030.
Late Night Health continues. My name is Daryl Wayne, sitting in for Mark Allen. We're talking to Jonathan Graff of Apura Science. And Jonathan's been in the hair industry, I guess, or hair loss prevention industry for 20 years, being a speaker at medical conventions. He's obviously very knowledgeable, well-read. And last segment, we talked about some of the ways, the three basic ways of preventing continued hair loss. And the, I guess after ruling out the first two, the third one we're talking about is a medical device that's been around a little while, but Apura Science has perfected. It's a low light level device. Well, I'll let you tell a little more about it. Basically developed for clinical use and now for home use as well.
Yes. Our company, Apura Science, has long been a pioneer in this field. It's called low-level light therapy, LLLT, which isn't a lot easier to say, oddly enough, for short. Now, we made the most widely used clinical version. It's basically the idea is to expose the scalp to red light at the right wavelength and power consistently to get a chemical reaction to stimulate the follicles into growing more hair.
So how often would someone have to go by the medical practitioner's office for these kinds of therapies?
Two or three times a week.
Wow.
For 6 months, then a couple of times a month after that for maintenance. And while the clinical machines did work very well, just like you brought up, it's very difficult to get people to show up and do it enough for it to get the best results possible.
Well, you were the one talking about the male commitment earlier.
Yeah. Well, females, too. Imagine all year long, you know, two or three times a week, finding time to get in your car, drive to a clinic, sit there for 25 minutes, go home, and it can be expensive. So a few years ago, our company created a home-use device and that puts the technology into a hands-free unit that sits on your head, plugs into the wall, you push a button, do that, and then do that every other day for 25 minutes for about 4 months, and the results were remarkable. We actually subjected it to two separate double-blind placebo-controlled clinical studies that showed 35 to 37% increase in hair growth in only 16 weeks. That's the highest published results of any FDA-cleared hair loss treatment, so it was quite remarkable. And the device is called the iGrow Hair Growth System.
And where is this iGrow available for consumers to pick up and use?
Well, they can certainly go online and pick it up at our website, igrowlaser.com. It's also available at some retail establishments, such as Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom's, Bed Bath & Beyond, as well as others. It's been available for several years in hair loss clinics, salons, and some other retail establishments like that. The whole idea is We put the best technology available that's been shown the most effective into an easier-to-use, hands-free delivery device, and remarkably, our double-blind clinical studies, again, done against placebo, 100% of people using the iGrow grew hair. The average increase was 35 to 37% more hair in a 16-week period. After the initial four-month period, usually about once a week is enough to keep the ball rolling. It's a little like once you're in shape, you still have to exercise, just not as hard.
Well, you mentioned hands-free a couple of times. I guess that means while you're undergoing the therapy, you can go about doing other things.
Well, a lot of the devices that were available for home use required manual movement, holding it against your head, moving it around, setting it up on a table, things like that. What we wanted to do was make it easy enough to do so you'll probably do it. Much like if you could find me an exercise that involves me sitting on the couch watching TV and drinking beer, I'll exercise every day.
Yeah.
In fact, I already do. So what the iGrow did was make it so that your hands are completely free during the entire treatment. It covers the entire scalp with the red light at the same time. So you're not doesn't require manual movement. You can get a good consistent treatment, and consistency is extremely important to get the best results.
Yeah, whenever you talk about laser, people's minds immediately go to pinpointing a beam of light on something. Obviously, this is more of a diffused light source if it covers the entire head at the same time.
Well, what we did was use a combination of the low-level lasers to pinpoint the energy to a specific spot and high-output medical-grade LED diodes, which is what are used in dermatology offices when they treat skin conditions. The combination of those two can bathe the entire scalp from, say, the top of the ears up in about 3 joules of power per centimeter squared, and we had them calibrated at the proper wavelength, 655 nanometer. So basically what we're doing is bathing the entire scalp in this gentle therapeutic light for the entire 25-minute treatment period while you're watching TV, checking your email, doing what you're already doing. I don't know anyone who's so busy they're not sitting down every other day for 25 minutes. So I don't know about you, but I don't have another 20 minutes or 25 minutes to add this to my day. So this fits into the lifestyle for what you're already doing.
Certainly understand it. If I could find a way to move the hair from my ears to the top of my head, I would be fine. Jonathan Graff of Pure Science, we appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate it very much, Daryl. Thank you.
And again, give the website one more time.
It's igrowlaser.com. You can also find information about our company on Apira, A-P-I-R-A, apirascience.com. And the iGrow information is www.igrowlaser.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. My name is Daryl Wayne. Sitting in this week, we're going to be talking with Dr. Greg Salea, chiropractor and nutritionist, coming up next in the next couple of segments. Please stay tuned. LateNightHealth.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-459-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-459-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-459-MYTV. That's 888-459-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 888-459-MYTV. That's 888-459-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-789-7213 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-789-7213 to take your call now. Call 800-789-7213. That's 800-789-7213. Again, 800-789-7213.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 1-800-814-1092. That's 1-800-814-1092. Call now, 1-800-814-1092. For a free brochure, call 1-800-814-1092. 1-800-814-1092.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Then here's good news you'll love. Call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to find out more about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. Our attorneys will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you or you pay nothing. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to learn about our new Pay for Performance program. Appointment times are limited, so call 800-987-5651 and find the relief from credit card debt that you desperately need with the full weight of our attorneys behind you. 800-987-5651. 800-987-5651.
Late Night Health continues. Dr. Greg Salaya, chiropractor and nutritionist, regular contributor to the program, is on the line. Greg, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Darrell. Good to be here.
Yeah, this may be Late Night Health, but we don't record at midnight or 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. We try to make it at a more reasonable hour sometimes. And speaking of reasonable hours, I guess today we're going to talk about that afternoon crash, that dragon down that happens to each and every one of us somewhere between 1 and 3 in the afternoon sometimes.
Yeah, pretty common situation.
So is most of it in regard to not properly spacing meals, not eating properly, not eating the right things? I'm sure all of those are contributing factors.
Yeah, you know, it's all of the above. You know, the biggest issue is we see that most people have a crash anywhere from 2 to 4 usually. And their answer is to artificially pump themselves up with soda, coffee, energy drinks, sweet snacks.
Snack machine.
Yeah, but sweet stuff. And if you think about what's happening, it makes perfect sense as to what your cravings are.
So, yeah, that is the natural way that most people go, because that's if you don't prepare, that's what's available.
Yeah, and, well, the thing you have to understand is the usual reason that you have this happen is you have an unstable blood sugar, meaning that your blood sugar usually has dropped. And there's reasons for it. You know, one of the number one things is the food that you're eating, and like you mentioned, when you're eating it. So the big thing is, first off, breakfast. You know, how many people eat carbohydrates for breakfast? Fruit, cereals with sugar. And basically what that does is it tends to create your blood sugar level to drop because your body over-secretes insulin to put it into the cell. Later down the line, you're having a reduced blood sugar level, and then you go ahead and you try to solve that problem. And the simplest way to solve that problem is with carbohydrates, right? Because they digest fast. And then guess what happens again? You end up getting another decrease or drop in blood sugar, and it's something called a roller coaster.
I don't know whether it was actual fact or not, but somebody on the show recently stated that there was a study done where some people ate the cereal and some people ate the box, the shredded up box that the cereal comes in, and there was more nutritional value in the box than there was in the cereal itself.
Oh, that's pretty funny. I've not heard that one. But, you know, it's not just breakfast, but then it's lunch, and then it's snacks, and it's dinner. And let's just say you're eating bad stuff for dinner or dessert. Now you have a problem in the morning, and you're going to try and solve it with carbohydrates again. And so, you know, the biggest issue that I see over and over and over again are fruits and orange juice and all the rest of that stuff that we've been taught to eat for breakfast, which is a problem.
And fruit is also a contributor to the sugar issue, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, fruit at the right time is fine, within reason. But for breakfast, you're just spiking your blood sugar level, and it's definitely something that's going to create you a problem later on. You're going to ride the blood sugar roller coaster.
Well, part of the blame also, I guess, would be diet, because like Weight Watchers keep saying fruits are free. Eat as much fruit as you want, as often as you want.
Right, and that's part of a problem. And one of the issues is if you end up creating this monster, so to speak, over time, you end up with either insulin resistance or hypoglycemia. And it becomes a chronic issue. And then you have to pump it up with caffeine and energy drinks. And now you've got a real problem, because that puts a lot of stress on your system, your adrenal glands, and the rest of your body.
Well, the energy drink business has become huge over the past couple of years. Not only, you know, with the Red Bulls and the Monsters and that, but also now the soda companies are coming up with their own high rev version. I know Mountain Dew has some sort of enough caffeine already. They've come up with some sort of an energy drink version. Are there any drinks out there that are actually reasonable for you and good for you that fall within the boundaries of these energy drinks, or they're all bad?
Well, you know, the energy drinks, they're basically overstressing your system. There are very few people that can actually tolerate them within reason. They may think they can, but basically it's legal liquid drugs is pretty much what it is. Right.
I had somebody referred to as coffee earlier as a mild drug.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you take these people that have been on these stimulants for a long time and pull them off and see what happens. Right? You know, I'm sure it might even happen to you.
I'm off the coffee wagon at this point. I mean, it was such a big part of my life for so long. And, you know, first of all, just did it out of habit, necessity, because that's what my parents did, that's what I did. And then, you know, came along Starbucks with the really strong stuff,
and
I begin to really like that. You know, although what they do is they double pop. They cook the beans until they pop twice, which is actually just burning the beans to give it that strong taste, and became to think that I enjoyed that. And then over the past year or so, you know, get up in the morning, hit the bricks running, no time to make coffee. Everybody that left the house earlier than me already drank it, and I've just stopped. But it used to be if I went more than, 12 hours without a cup of coffee, yeah, there were physical machinations that you went through, headaches and shakiness and a whole bunch of nastiness.
Oh, sure. You know, it's one of those things to where when you first try it, it makes a difference. It makes you feel like $1 million. Then all of a sudden, you keep going on, and now you become addicted, and it's a problem when you don't have it. And you never, ever get to feel normal again. And when you try to drop the caffeine, you know, you go through withdrawals. And at some point, you will get back to feeling normal, but it may not feel like a long time, especially if you're addicted.
But the easy way out is to stop those bad feelings by drinking it again.
Well, exactly. And to eat carbohydrates. So the bottom line is, if you start eating consistent good meals at the right time, at the right place, and snacks, the right type of snacks, you may not have these problems. And you can drop these stimulants, which will definitely improve your health.
So to set you up for the long haul for the day, breakfast-wise, what's a good idea?
You know, breakfast is the most important meal, and you've heard this over and over again, but you need to eat a high-protein breakfast. You know,
even the cereal companies say it's the most important meal, but they tell you to eat something that's not right.
Yeah, you know, you got to eat the right fat. You know, you've got olive, avocado, coconut oil, minimum carbohydrates. You don't want to have any added sugars or sweeteners. You know, for example, turkey sausage with steamed greens and sweet potatoes may be a great breakfast.
Mm.
It may not sound like a great breakfast.
No, it sounds good.
You know, or smoked salmon, couple eggs, sliced avocado, vegetables. Those are more like dinner type of meals, but you'll be surprised how that will carry you for the rest of the day. And even your lunch needs to be somewhat consistent. You got to minimize the carbohydrates and the sweets and the fruits and the sugars.
What about eggs themselves? They were good. They were bad. They were in jail. We had to let them out of jail because they had been wrongly accused of being bad. Some people only eat egg whites and don't eat the yolks. Is there good parts? There's bad parts, or just a good egg or two every once in a while or every morning? Is that good or bad?
Eggs are a great food. It depends on how they're manufactured. You know, you want eggs as close to nature as possible, and you want to try and minimize them being grown in big old farms with different issues, and we can go into another talk on that, but eggs are wonderful. But, you know, as we've talked about before, my whole thought process is everything in moderation. If one day you decide to have four eggs, it's no big deal. If you have four eggs every day, you might have a problem. So just everything in moderation. You know, a couple eggs here and there are not going to hurt you. In fact, they're really great for you.
And even the yolks as well.
Absolutely, the yolks. Yolks are really important for you. I mean, I go to breakfast all the time, and I see everybody eating the white, egg white omelets, and it's kind of like, you know, they're still under the concept that eggs and the cholesterol is going to create a cholesterol problem with them, and that's not true.
So where did all that come from?
Well, if you look at how we're actually treating cardiovascular disease, and I've mentioned this before as well, we're back in the 70s. Well, not we, but just medical society. You know, they're still thinking that cholesterol is the issue, and cholesterol is not the issue. There's other things that are much more of an issue, and cholesterol is not really one of them.
There's good cholesterol, bad cholesterol.
Theoretically, yes, they're what they call lipoproteins, and they've kind of pigeonholed them into cholesterols, and those are what we have the problem with, but they're important. They're both needed. We have LDL and HDL, and they're both very important. But it's how dense they are and the particle numbers of them that make the difference and create the problem, not cholesterol itself.
So what would make up a good, reasonable lunch? Because lunch is the closest meal to this afternoon crash.
Yeah, and if you're eating consistently and you do this for a while, you may not have those crashes. So lunch is going to sound kind of somewhat like breakfast just did, right? Smoked salmon, a couple eggs, avocados. Yams, turkey. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You just want to minimize the carbohydrates and the fruit and the sweet.
Can you get a reasonable, healthy meal off of a salad bar?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You can make bad choices at a salad bar as well. But if you can actually have a good variety of different things in a salad bar, it'd be great. The other thing you want to make sure is that you're eating consistent little snacks in between these meals. And those snacks have to be right, otherwise you have a problem.
So when do you eat the fruit?
Me, I don't eat fruit that often, but if you're going to eat fruit, you want to try and center it around where you're having a meal that has protein. That way you can kind of offset it and maintain your blood sugar level from the protein, not just the carbohydrate.
So you're more of a vegetable man than a fruit man?
Yes, but, and you can have bad vegetables too. So it just... You really have to have a good basic balance, protein, carbohydrates, and healthy fat.
Which are the bad vegetables?
Some people have a problem with carrots. Anything that's really sweet may be a problem. And so, it's a lot of root stuff that can create problems for some people. So you mix it with protein. You know, you have protein at the same time, and you're not going to have any issue with any of these fruits or vegetables unless you go overboard and do too much.
abortion control is a big issue in this country.
Oh, it's huge. You know, I was at an airport waiting for a layover, and I decided to look at the people coming off the airplane, and I was counting the people who were basically overweight, obese. Well, I found it much easier to count the people that were not obese. The numbers were a lot less. So it's a big issue.
It's an epidemic, and then obviously it's an industry to cater to these people of what to do about it, and obviously some solutions, as you're indicating, are simpler than some of the drastic measures that people are going to.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, when you look around the world and people have a different problem, right? They're starving, but yet we're on the opposite end. And really, I'm not saying complete starvation is good, but starving to some extent is extremely healthy for you.
Well, people are always looking for instant solutions, and, you know, it keeps coming back that the answer keeps being diet and exercise. Damn.
it's simple, and we keep trying to find different answers, but you're not going to find them. It's the basics.
Diet, exercise. We're talking to Dr. Greg Salaya. You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. My name's Daryl Wayne, sitting in this week. Dr. Greg and I will be back in just a moment. Check us out at latenighthealth.com. That's latenighthealth.com. Like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/latenighthealth. Hybrid light.
It's really bright. 160 lumens.
Hybrid light.
Never needs batteries.
Hybrid light.
It's a charging station that will power your cell phone.
Hybrid light.
It's ruggedized, waterproof, and it floats.
Hybrid light.
And here's a special deal just for our listeners.
Hybrid light is a solar powered flashlight that also has a USB port on the back for that quick charge needed when AC power is just not available. Order yours today for only $39.95 at 1-800-297-8109. Mention promo code HEALTH for a free headlamp when ordering. That's 800-297-8109, promo code HEALTH. And one low price of $39.95 will get you both the hybrid light flashlight with its built-in charging station and a free headlamp. Just for entering HEALTH in the promo code box. Call 1-800-297-8109. Again, 1-800-297-8109. And don't forget the promo code HEALTH. If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-479-6090. That's 1-800-479-6090. Call 1-800-479-6090.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. That's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. My name is Daryl Wayne, sitting in this week. Mark, visiting relatives from out of town, I'm sure have some stories to tell next week when we return. Our guest is Dr. Greg Zelaya. He's a chiropractor. He's a nutritionist. He's got multiple degrees in a variety of subjects, and we've been talking about that afternoon crash that happens somewhere between lunch and dinner. If you do breakfast, if you do lunch, if you wait till the end of the day to eat, I guess we probably uncovered one of the issues. But last segment we talked about eating a reasonable breakfast, reasonable lunch, reasonable dinner, and we talked about coffee as a stimulant and a drug. What are some of the alternatives that people can use to satisfy that that coffee need without the effects of the stimulant?
Well, you know, you're going to get people who are not going to quit caffeine or coffee no matter what. So if you're going to do it early in the morning and just do a single shot. But there's a lot of alternatives. You ever heard of kombucha?
I have.
Yeah, this stuff is great. It's basically they're taking a tea and you're fermenting it. So it's really wonderful for your health. And for me, I love the flavor. It's wonderful.
I've not tried it. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, we make it ourselves, and it's really simple to make. And you'd just be amazed how great it tastes.
So you brew the tea. It's brewed tea?
It's a brewed tea.
And you set it out for a while to let it...
Yeah, you basically, you're fermenting it. And you have to get a starter. There's this thing called a SCOBY that you put into the tea, and you let it sit in darkness for anywhere from 10 to 14 days.
Sort of like sourdough bread.
Yeah, kind of like, but it's really simple. 10 to 14 days. The only problem is you look at this starter thing and you go, that kind of looks like a jellyfish. I'm not getting near it.
That's what I don't like about tomatoes. They don't look finished yet. They've got that gelatin-like thing going on in there.
Yeah,
they're not done.
This is a whole other story, but it tastes fantastic. The other thing you could do are veggie smoothies. My wife even makes this type of hot drink that's made out of dandelion greens, and it's really fantastic.
So when you met your wife, was she into health issues, or is she a convert?
No. We both had the same belief, and we're both so lucky because, gosh, she is a phenomenal cook at making health food taste like it's not health food.
And in between meals... Let's just say that you're not getting all of the nutrition that you need out of breakfast, lunch, dinner. There's a lot of people that do supplements. Is there anything that you should do just regularly as a matter of rote?
Yeah, you know, the problem is one thing you have to understand is no amount of supplements can fix a bad diet, and that's what a lot of people are doing. But I tend to like, in addition to working with people's specific issues and working on specific supplementation and nutraceuticals, I don't think it's a bad idea to get a very high potency multiple that is manufactured by a great manufacturer just to catch a lot of those deficiencies that we may have. Especially if you're not eating right, it makes even more of a difference, but it's hard to fix not eating right.
So does it make sense to get tested for what you're lacking?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, I see a lot of people, they walk in, and usually they're chronic illness, and they've been everywhere and done everything, and they're on a bunch of different supplementation regimens. And the problem is too many supplements are just as bad as not having enough. It's a stress on your system.
I would imagine that's true. And a good multi, and obviously some there's some well-known, are any of the well-known multivitamins, you said from a good manufacturer, are any of the ones that are commercially available and very well-known decent?
Usually not. Usually the ones that are really, marketed out there, it's a business deal.
Right.
I like the ones that I know the companies. They do a lot of third-party independent testing on their product. They have a great solution for good multis, and they're very high potency, and they're made with the right stuff. You can get a bunch of multis that are made with the wrong stuff and create more problem than good.
So the place to find these, probably a good health food store?
Health food store sometimes has them. Usually they're, you know, more pharmaceutically typed. So not necessarily pharmaceutical, but pharmaceutically typed, that they actually manufacture this standard.
Talking to Dr. Greg Salea, Greg, how do people get in touch?
They can go to my website, Dr. Salea, CELAYA.com.
And all the contact information is there?
It is there.
Give the website one more time.
Dr. Salea, CELAYA.com.
This concludes the first hour of Late Night Health. If you don't get the second hour, you can always get it online at latenighthealth.com. We do continue in just a moment with hour number two of Late Night Health. Mark Allen, your host, Daryl Wayne, sitting in this week.